In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah in the fourth parak of Masechta Megillah. The Mishnah begins, HaKoreh BaTorah. When we call people up to the Torah, whoever is called up, Lo Yifchot Mishlosha Psukim. The person who's called up, when they lay in it, they will lay in no less than three Psukim. And the Gemara explains, that's Kenegi, the number three is Kenegi Torah Nevim Uktuvim. And similarly it says, Lo Yikoreh LaMator Graman Yotarmi Pasuk Echad. To understand this, the Tiferet Yisrael explains, in the times, listen to the times of the Mishnah, or specifically, it was when they returned from Bavel, Ezra was matak and instituted that as they read the Torah, pasuk by pasuk, they would be read the Targum, the translation in Aramaic. And that was because when they returned back from Bavel, they had forgotten Lashon HaKodesh, so that was necessary for them to understand it. That would explain why nowadays we don't do the Targum in Aramaic, because most people don't understand Aramaic. But why not nowadays do we actually do translation, for example, in English? And the Tiferet Yisrael explains that is because when Ezra Metaken, the Targum, to be done with Aramaic, that was considered an accurate representation and accurate translation. I mean, Aramaic is the language, especially the Targum we have that was penned through Ruach HaKodesh. That is an accurate way of translating the Chumash, whereas that cannot be found in any other language. What the Mishnah is saying now, when the person's laning, he has to do one pasuk at a time and wait for the Meturgaman, the person who's translating, to provide the translation. That is because we don't want to do more than one pasuk out of concern that he'll end up making a mistake. However, Banavi, when it comes to reading the Haftorah, which is also they had a Meturgaman there, they would do three psukim at a time. Chachamim weren't so concerned like they were when it came to the laning of the Torah about the translation being absolutely precise. Hayu shloshtan shalosh parashiot. If, however, when reading from Navi, the three psukim that were going to be read came from three different parashiot, here this means parashiot meaning the paragraphs, and Kadhi cites examples of this from Sefer Yeshaya, then kor echad echad. Then you wouldn't do all three in one go, you'd read one pasuk at a time in that situation, wait for the Meturgaman. Mishnah contains medalgim menavi ve'in medalgim metorah. When it comes to laning, we can skip between parashiot within Navi as part of the Haftorah, but we cannot do that when it comes to laning from the Torah. And the concern is, just in case the person laning, when it comes to Sefer Torah, again, more machmir here, he might make a mistake, he'll get confused. Gemara explains that's only when it is be'inyan acher, meaning if conceptually you're jumping to different concepts as well. However, it's be'inyan achad, if it's within one concept, like we found when we learned Masechta Yoma, the laning of Yom Kippur, they're able to do so within the same Sefer, then it's not a problem, you can jump. Question of Ad Kama Hu Madaleg, in both situations, when you're allowed to skip either in Torah, Binyan Echad, or Navi, just even to another concept, how far can you jump? That's Ad Kadei Shelo Yifsok HaMeturgaman, meaning you can only move as far as it would take for the Meturgaman, the translator, to translate what you've just read. If it would take longer, then that's considered too far. Let's download Mishnah Hay. Mishnah says, HaMaftir B'Navir, the person who is appointed to do the Haftarah, Mishnah says, Hu Pores Al Hashmav Hu Over Alif Neha Teva. Kadhiya cites the understanding that's presented by Rav Papa in the Gemara, that really the reason why they gave the person maftir of these two responsibilities was because that was considered an honor, meaning those two responsibilities, to press Ashma, like we explained yesterday, is Shnat, or be Shalich Tzibur, to Shasai Kedusha. And it's not the other way around, meaning it wasn't considered an honor in order to do the Haftarah. Let's continue. Vahu nose et kapav. Now, the Kati explains that this statement is a bit difficult to understand, and Mefarshim have different ways of explaining it. One understanding is simply that it's only brought as a point of contrast for what we'll be learning at the end of this Mishnah and tomorrow's Mishnah, that a Katan, that a minor, is not able to be Noset Kapav, meaning to Duchen. Because if it wasn't that, then it wouldn't just be the Chazan who can Duchen, it's all the Kohanim are the ones that Olim the Duchan, that do Birkat Kohanim. There are other explanations, but leave that for your own further study for the moment. It says, Vimaya Katan, if however the person who read the Haftarah was a Katan, then he wouldn't be able to be Chazan, he wouldn't be able to press the Shema, etc. So what happened? Aviv or Rabo Ovrin. Then what happened? Either his father or his Rav, they would be the ones to be given the honor to be the Chazan. Al Yador Bish, meaning in that Katan's stead. Those are Mishnah today.